This page honors a great man, Albert Einstein. Should you think that Albert had anything to do with the invention of the bomb, I assure you he did not. You can tell by his quotations that he was a man who loved the world and absolutely hated the establishment that created this bomb, and he hated wars as well. He was quite a wonderful person and an inspiration to many, many scientists, thousands and thousands of scientists, including myself, and I'm a philosopher. Now I'm going to read his quotes, and I'll leave a little space in between so that you can finish laughing, and you know it's the next quote. So here goes. These are Albert Einstein quotes, and I got them off the web, and there's lots more of them. I put these in the order in which I agree with them most, or roughly speaking. Now, believe it or not, the very first one that I'm going to say here, he actually said this: reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. Now, that's an unusual thing for Albert to say, because you would think he'd be a realist. Anyways, I'm going to continue on. I'll just say one at a time, and this is so that you can listen to them while you're doing the dishes. If we knew what we were doing, we wouldn't call it research, would we? It's my conviction that killing under the cloak of war is nothing but an act of murder. Only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile. It should be possible to explain the laws of physics to a barmaid. Most of the fundamental ideas of science are essentially simple, and may, as a rule, be expressed in a language comprehensible to everyone. Nationalism is an infantile disease. It is the measles of mankind. The high destiny of the individual is to serve rather than rule. The ideas which have lighted my way, and time after time have been given me new courage to face life cheerfully, have been kindness, beauty, and truth. The trite subjects of human efforts, possessions, outward success, luxury, have always seemed to me contemptible. If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. It has become appallingly obvious that our technology has exceeded our humanity. Intellectuals solve problems, geniuses prevent them. I am a deeply religious non-believer. This is a somewhat new kind of religion. No kidding. It is a miracle that curiosity survives formal education. The most incomprehensible thing about the world is that it is at all comprehensible. Try not to become a man of success, but rather to become a man of value. A table, a chair, a bowl of fruit, and a violin. What else does a man need to be happy? As far as the laws of mathematics refer to reality, they are not certain. And as far as they are certain, they do not refer to reality. Mathematicians take note of that one. Okay, that was an aside by me. Any man who can drive safely while kissing a pretty girl is simply not giving the kiss the attention it deserves. Any intelligent fool can make things bigger and more complex and more violent. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction. Concern for man and his fate must always form the chief interest of all technical endeavors. Never forget this in the midst of your diagrams and equations. Great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. He who joyfully marches to music in rank and file has already earned my contempt. He has been given a large brain by mistake, since for him the spinal cord would suffice. Heroism on command, senseless violence, and all a loathsome nonsense that goes by the name of patriotism, how passionately I hate them. I'm not only a pacifist, but a militant pacifist. I'm really willing to fight for peace. Nothing will end war unless the people themselves refuse to go to war. If the facts don't fit the theory, change the facts. In order to be an immaculate member of a flock of sheep, one must above all be a sheep oneself. Logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere. Morality is of the highest importance, but for us, not for God. Never do anything against conscience, even if the state demands it. Nothing is more destructive of respect for the government and the law of the land than passing laws which cannot be enforced. Only one who devotes himself to a cause with his whole strength and soul can be a true master. For this reason, mastery demands all of a person. Only two things are infinite: the universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the former. Our task must be to free ourselves by widening our circle of compassion, to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature and its beauty. Peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. Technological process is like an axe in the hands of a pathological criminal. Albert Einstein. Read by Namron Sore.